This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
With John Moore. Cinco de Fivo with five. Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
Cinco de Fivo, that's brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything everywhere, and by Mercedes-Benz of Morristown. Visit us online at 888thebenz.com. Evan has a definitive list coming up, and I got a definitive list based off of last night's Athletic article. I'm going to give you, in my opinion, the five best Woodies of all time.
Whip out the jumbo package.
The five best Woodies of all time?
Yes, the five best Woodies of all time.
What I've learned about working with you guys is Tiki just left. He's not thinking about anybody named Woody. He's thinking about what I do with my meat.
Woody Woodpecker better be on there. Is it not?
Let him do the list. Then we'll attack him because I got a few too.
That might be showing my age, but whatever.
You guys thought this was about people and characters. Okay, here we go.
Here we go!
Number five.
Number five is Woody Johnson, who would have been off this list prior to last night. But imagine having the courage to bench Aaron Rodgers.
Turn that into a positive.
Yes. All right, here we go.
Number four.
It's got to be Woody Harrelson.
Yeah, Woody Harrelson's towards the top of my list. I'm surprised you only gave him four, though.
Definitely got to be
White
on
Men
list.
Can't Jump, mm-hmm. Cheers.
True Detective.
I didn't even think of that.
It's the thing he won the most awards for.
To me, right. When I think of Woody Harrelson, it's just me. Cheers and White Men Can't Jump. Those are the only two things I think of. Cheers. I know he's done a lot more.
Have you watched True Detective?
Oh, I got another one. I apologize. There's a third one. He was a badass.
In Semi-Pro.
In War of the Planet of the Apes.
Oh.
A badass.
This is true.
You remember that.
This is true.
This is fact.
Oh, my God.
But it's modern, so it's less of when he was in his prime.
Yeah, definitely.
Right.
All right, here we go.
Number three.
All right, again, this list is the five best Woodies of all time. Number three, Woodrow Wilson.
Shut up.
A Republican. The Republican has dominated the progressive era.
And
here
comes
this
Democrat Woody.
I'm a loser.
Woodrow Wilson.
Can you let me finish the sentence?
Well, I don't like you putting him on this list. He was an overrated crap.
He's the architect of the League of Nations.
Hey, are you kidding me? It was a failure.
He was a compiler.
Nah,
bro,
man.
It was a
failure. He took shots, man. He took shots.
He was also a president of the United States.
Yes. The 28th, and again, Republicans running everything, and he broke through as a Democrat.
He was a crappy president of the United States, and the only reason he won is because Teddy and Howard Taft had the split. And by the way, his name is coming down all over Princeton. You want to know why? Because they're embarrassed by him. Because he was a racist. Because he was overrated. Because the League of Nations sucked. I mean, you really want to go off on this guy? Clown. You're the clown for putting him on this list. Woodrow Wilson,
he just
my ass.
Trying to appease you.
By putting one of my least favorite presidents?
Doesn't matter. He was just trying to.
What, are you going to put over FDR next?
He was trying to placate you.
I was kidding. Kind of, but not really.
Evan, I got a little factoid for you.
That's my guy.
Prior to Bill Clinton, I don't know nor give a crap about any president of the United States.
You don't know who Ronald Reagan was?
I know a few names.
It had no effect on him
my
personally.
My point is, you like presidents. I'm doing a list of Woodies. I gave you a little bone here. You don't got to kill
Woodrow
me.
Woodrow Wilson?
Well, I'm sorry. I must have missed the other Woodies that were presidents.
Do some research.
Well, you mentioned one of them, Bill Clinton.
Number two.
That was much better than your Soto decision.
Right.
All right. Number two is Woody Woodpecker. He is the number two Woody of all time. And honestly, I feel bad for Woody Woodpecker, because if not for Thanksgiving Day and that balloon, would current kids even know who he is?
It's a great point.
You're probably right. Right.
No. We bring back everything. The Jets bring back the uniforms. Can we bring back Woody Woodpecker?
I lived on those Saturday morning commercials. I mean, cartoons. Lived on them.
And fun fact about Woody the Woodpecker, and I only realized this when I finally owned my own house.
Woody the Woodpecker? Isn't it Woody Woodpecker?
Woody Woodpecker.
Woody Woodpecker. I don't know if you guys realized this when you bought your own house. I assumed a woodpecker was a cartoon character. I didn't understand that they exist.
Oh, they exist.
They are every day.
Yeah. How about that? Fun fact. Here we go.
Number one.
It's Sheriff Woody. Woody from Toy Story. A true leader. Oh. I mean, the way he rallies the troops. He's a legend. And he's beloved by all ages. How could it not be Sheriff Woody, the top Woody of all time? So, yes, the jet owner made the list, but he did lose out to a President Evan Hates and two cartoon characters.
How about Damian Woody?
I don't think he's that great a Woody.
Come on.
Some overrated takes on TV.
I'm thinking of more as a football player than his opinions on TV.
Yeah, no. Woody Hayes also just missed the list.
Woody Hayes. There's a lot of Woodies.
There are a lot of Woodies.
And you put Woodrow Wilson up there. Oh, my God.
Again, I placated you, Ev.
You should have done more research.
I like Tommy's.
Yes, the Bill Clinton thing.
That was kind of funny.
All right, enjoy.
He was also, you want me to give you another Woodrow Wilson fact?
Sure.
Vegetable last couple of years of his presidency. Basically, his wife was running the administration.
Wow, had an accident?
True story. Did he have an accident? I think he was just old and sick. I think he was very sick, to be honest with you. I think he was just sick. Anyhow, thank you, Sean. We appreciate that.
Enjoy.
There's your Cinco de Favo every day at 5 o'clock. Now,
lesson two. Sean, be careful with presidents.
Yeah, be careful. Do research on the ones I like and don't like, because I give you strong opinions. Okay, League of Nations failed, bro. That's the United Nations. The League of Nations, you know what it was? It was a failed attempt at it.
Right, it's like the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
Yes, exactly.
Right. No, it's like the Articles of Confederation and the Constitution. We have a Constitution, it works, it's still going on. The Articles of Confederation was like a temporary, hey, let's try this whole government thing. The League of Nations, other than being a dumb wrestling stable in the late aughts of the 2000s,
yes,
it wasn't good. But anyhow, whatever.
All right. When I read his Wikipedia, I assumed League of Nations was the thing uptown. Okay. I'm sorry.
No, you didn't.
By the way, otherwise, like 0 to 10.
What was that?
Ots.
Oh, so then what's 10 to 20?
The 10s.
Oh, the 10s. Okay. I apologize.
The teens.
That bothers you more than him thinking that the United Nations is the League of Nations? Odds.
They're like, what the hell are you talking about?
Oh, that's true. My apologies. Now, I put together a list. I thought this was an emergency list that I needed to put out there.
Is this Woody's too?
No, this is not Woody's.
Okay.
Good. This is your up-to-date ownership rankings in New York sports. Because there was a change last night. And because of that change, I need to address it. So we're going to start all the way at the bottom at number 8. There are 8 owners of sports teams. The reason it's not 9 is because there is an owner that owns multiple teams in this area. So let's start with number 8. This is dead last. This is the worst owner in New York sports. Ladies and gentlemen, all together, unanimously, Woody Johnson. Yeah!
Congratulations.
Congrats, Big Wood! You have actually moved yourself into uncharted territory.
Where was he before?
He was actually 8th, 7th. He went from 7 to 8.
Got it.
But
that's a sigh of relief.
That's a big sigh of relief for number 7.
Right. Who did he Saquon to get to there?
He moved ahead of Joe Tsai, who's number 7. And the reason Joe Tsai moved ahead.
The Nets still in the league.
Twofold. The Liberty won the WNBA title. And the Brooklyn Nets picked a direction. So, Joseph Tsai, you're no longer last. You're number 7. Number 6, he's been under heavy scrutiny over the last few weeks, and that is John Mara.
Oh, come on.
He's
got 2 championships.
But hold on.
He's won a championship every decade since the 90s.
Teague, here's what's funny. You're going to see with the rest of this list.
Okay.
These guys are doing a good job.
All right.
Okay?
Just have to throw the defense.
That's fine.
My owner.
My argument is they just haven't won a lot lately.
Right.
And I think that's the biggest thing against him. Number 5 is a fellow by the name of Josh Harris. He is the owner of the New Jersey Devils, and while they've only been in the playoffs once every 6 years, or the last 6 years, they're a competent hockey team. Like, I think they're sort of run well. Is that fair to say, Sean?
I mean, he's not more well-run than the Giants.
Really?
Yeah.
The Devils just made the playoffs, and they beat your team. Remember that?
Evan, they won the lottery a couple years ago, and they've mustered two measly playoff rounds
so
since.
You would put Mara ahead of Harris?
I would, yeah.
And the Giants went to the playoffs 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's fair. It's a fair little debate. Luke, you want to break the tie
with
that
the
one?
Devils last year? Like, why am I not?
They got a lot of injuries. Jack Hughes got hurt. They didn't have a goalie.
Yeah,
they fell apart.
That's right. Look, I think what's tough about the Devils is they don't get a lot of scrutiny. Mm-hmm. They don't get a lot of attention. So
positive or negative. It just kind of gets forgotten.
100%. So I'm trying to be fair about Josh and the Devils. But you want to break that tie, Luke?
Yeah, it's John Mara. The Giants are a bigger business and more recognized, so he gets the nod.
Harris, you throw in the 76ers as well, or his ownership of the Commanders?
No.
Just saying.
No, it's a great point.
He has all those as well.
I cannot include that because this is only New York sports, but definitely fair to bring up.
Right.
Number four, John Ledecky. Look, the Islanders are well run. I mean, they're in the playoffs a lot. Excuse me? Who should be ahead of John Ledecky?
Another jersey. I want another jersey.
Oh, Mr. Ledecky, please, can I come in your box? Smoochy, smoochy, smoochy.
Would you put Josh Harris ahead of him?
I would put John Mara ahead of John Ledecky.
Why? They've been winning. They were in the conference.
What the hell have the Islanders done?
They went to back-to-back conference titles. Semifinals and conference finals. Don't parse words with me. It's annoying.
And they have built a beautiful arena with great Shaquille O'Neal chicken sandwiches. You know what they haven't done? Attracted a single relevant free agent to come play there since they built the building.
Yeah, but they're winning.
They gave their fans false promises.
But hold on a second. They made the playoffs 5 out of 6 years. Is that not a fact?
Okay, cool.
And if
the NFL allowed 100 teams in the playoffs,
fair, though. They've made the playoffs 5 out of 6 years. They got to the conference finals or semifinals in back-to-back years. Like, again, this is not knocking Harris and Mara. This is rewarding success.
Okay, cool.
Where's the championship? That's all right. I'm just asking, rhetorically.
Okay.
Just throwing in the ether.
All right. Let's get to the top three.
By the way, I like Mr. Ledecky.
Love Mr. Ledecky. The Islanders, great people.
I wasn't even kissing his ass. I'm being honest about the rankings.
Beautiful building.
Number three, Steve Cohen. I'm sorry, I can't put Steve Cohen ahead of Hal Steinbrenner. Not yet. Mm. You want to go sign Juan Soto? Go sign Juan Soto. I will consider changing that.